And it is time now for a Live Well Cherokee segment on WEIS. We're honored to have with us on the line to talk about Heart Health Month, Keely Harris, coordinator of Atrium Floyd Cardiac Center of Excellence. Good morning, Keely.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. It's our pleasure to have you get up early and be on the air with us this morning. And we have a great subject to talk about, American Heart Health Month.
That's correct. We are here to spread awareness about ways that we can live a heart-healthy lifestyle, especially wanting to promote that throughout the month of February. So we have several tips how we can be kind to our heart this morning and live that heart-healthy lifestyle.
And people that have a healthy heart, they want to keep it healthy. What are some of the things that we can do as Americans to keep our heart healthy during our lifetime?
So the biggest thing that I want to talk about this morning is to quit using tobacco. So if you smoke, we want to encourage you to stop using tobacco products, which do include vaping as well. And then we want you guys to aim for a healthy cholesterol and blood pressure level. So if you have high cholesterol, it's key to reduce that cholesterol level as well as your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it's key to lower that and to manage that blood pressure to prevent those cardiovascular events from happening.
Now, the way we avoid the high blood pressure, we reduce stress. Now, how do we go about that in our lifestyle today, Keely?
So exercise is a great way to reduce stress. The American Heart Association does recommend that we exercise for at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week. That's a great stress reducer, and it'll also get our blood pumping. Physical activity is one of the best ways to help our brain and our body. It improves our mood. It gives us energy. It helps our sleep. And then also lowers that risk of developing depression and cardiovascular disease.
All right. And let's talk about just a minute. You mentioned cholesterol. We can lower our cholesterol. What's the best way to go about keeping that in check?
So your diet. Your diet is going to be key to lowering your cholesterol. We want to eat a diet that's high in high fiber foods. Some of those foods include oatmeal, avocados, almonds, those nuts. And then fish. Fish is great. It has omega-3 fatty acids, which help us reduce our triglycerides in our blood. So that'll help raise that healthy level of cholesterol if we eat that diet that has fish and contains omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, are males or females more prone to health or heart health conditions like a heart attack or heart failure or things of that nature? Males or females, which one leads the pack on that?
So males is going to lead the pack on that, but it's important to recognize that females may have some signs and symptoms that are different, and we can highlight those today. So females, we want to be aware that we may not experience that 10 out of 10 crushing chest pain like portrayed in the movies. Men, you know, normally feel that pain and numbness on the left arm, left side of the chest. Women, sometimes those symptoms appear on the right side. Sometimes women just experience upper back pain that travels into their jaws. Women may just think that they have the flu or completely exhausted. So we want to recognize that those symptoms could be different between men and women.
Okay, and of course, it goes back to that exercise and reducing stress and eating properly to help reduce those risks, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And, of course, heart disease is a leading cause of death in most people. Is there a racial or ethnic divide there where one group of people seem to have more heart health issues than others?
Yes, there is a difference there. So our African-American community, we want to educate and realize that they may have a higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Okay, and of course, they can go back through the same tips that we have gone over already about protecting themselves and enhancing their lifestyle and enhancing their ability to have a healthy heart during their life.
That's right. And another big key factor there is going to your primary care physician so that you know those risk factors. Having that cholesterol level drawn, having that blood pressure checked, those are going to be key in knowing that you have high high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and then managing those.
How about hereditary situations, Keely? Is there a situation or where we're more prone because our parents had a heart condition that we would develop a heart condition during our lifetime? Is that a risk factor?
Absolutely. Our genetics play a big role in that. So we can do everything right. We can eat the healthiest diet, exercise every day, take care of ourselves. But if we were handed down those genetics, we are predisposed to develop those diseases.
Now, those that are predisposed or have the genetics that could lead to heart conditions, they need to be more aware, probably, and work harder at protecting their heart. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And that goes back to that having a primary care physician. So if you know you're at an increased risk, so you have that family history, you want to be sure that you're speaking and talking to your primary care physician so that you can obtain the appropriate screenings and hopefully prevent that event from happening.
Now, I know you're over the cardiac center there of excellence at Atrium Floyd. Let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us about what you can do and what your center is set up and equipped for there to help people and be there when they need you.
Sure. We offer 24/7 heart care here at Atrium Health Floyd. We have a chest pain center of excellence here. So our emergency room staff is equipped to recognize those heart attacks and go ahead and deliver that fast and prompt treatment. So early diagnosis and response is key. 85% of damage to our heart happens within the first 2 hours of an event. So we want to encourage the community to call 911 so that the paramedics and EMTs can get to you and bring you to the appropriate place for treatment. Here at Floyd, we also have a cardiac cath lab. So we have cardiologists that can take you to the cath lab and place a stent if needed. So if you have a blockage in your heart that's causing your symptoms, we can address that and fix that. We also have several other comprehensive diagnostic tests that we can offer here at Floyd. We also have a heart failure clinic here at Floyd that is a great, great asset to our patients here in our community.
Well, and with all that being said and all that available, are we seeing less heart surgeries than we have in the past due to increased diagnostic and treatment facilities and medications?
So we still are seeing some heart surgeries, but with this raising awareness in the community of how to promote that heart health, we're seeing our community be more empowered and talking and taking care of themselves. So we want to continue to spread that awareness.
Well, we're doing our best to help you this morning to do that. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you would like to talk about for February's Heart Health Month?
Yes, I want to talk about the early warning signs of a heart attack. So, again, those early heart attack care starts with learning those signs and symptoms and being aware of those. So, of course, that's chest pain, but it's also pain that may travel down one or both of your arms. I mentioned jaw pain, chest pressure, squeezing, discomfort of any kind, back pain. Over 800,000 people in the United States die each year of a heart attack. And on average, half of those individuals experience some or all of those symptoms but chose to ignore them. So do not ignore those signs and symptoms. Remember, early diagnosis is key. So call 911 if you experience those symptoms so that you can receive the proper care.
How about the chest compressions and CPR? Do people need to know that? And if someone is experiencing the symptoms, when do you apply that, or if it's during cardiac arrest?
So yes, you would want to perform CPR if someone around you experiences cardiac arrest. So if someone collapses, they do not have a pulse, they are not breathing, you can initiate hands-only CPR. Those compressions can help circulate that oxygen that's in that person's blood until you get help, until help arrives. So that's going to be 911. I want you to get help on the way. But yes, delivering those chest compressions can help save that person's life. So it's easy. It's hands-only CPR. There's two key components of that. It's to press hard and fast.
And the treatment early is the key. If I understood what you said this morning, that early treatment is the key. Don't ignore the symptoms. Is that correct?
That's right. Do not ignore it. Call 911 immediately.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of times people have indigestions that can mimic that, and it's okay if they get assistance and it's just something that's not so bad, right?
Absolutely. I always say that it's never a bad thing to be safe, right? So if we're experiencing those signs and symptoms, we come in, we have the appropriate lab work and EKGs completed, and we may, you know, be able to chalk it up to heartburn. That's okay. We ruled out that heart attack.
And the cardiac center there is ready to help, and the people can talk with their primary care physician if they are have symptoms about heart disease, about the cardiac center at Floyd, and ask a doctor to recommend or send them there, can't they?
Yes, that's correct. And you can also visit floyd.org to see all of those services that we may offer.
All right. Keely, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. I hope we've got everything in that you needed to talk about this morning for Heart Health Month to help us all stay healthy with a good heart for years to come.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Keely, with us this morning, Keely Harris, coordinator of Atrium Floyd Cardiac Center of Excellence at Rome at Atrium Floyd Health Center.